With your connection to agriculture, I'm Joanna Guza. Faith Rays, a dairy outreach specialist with UW-Madison, was on the PDPW Dairy Signal, and she talked about some of the factors that impact competition at the feed bunk with dairy cows.
Feed availability and the consistency of that feed. So, you know, back to the basics, if you will, of some of the management takeaways of always making sure that feed spans the whole bunk, is pushed up frequently, and then we're, you know, mixing it to that precision where each cow is ideally able to consume a uniform ration. Two other things that come into mind when we think about feed bunk competition are what I call today as like the pen mates, so those individuals she's interacting with in her pen, as well as space. And so I think these last two today we'll be focusing on quite a bit. And I like to kind of think about them as ways to have as grouping strategies. So when we're thinking about tangible takeaways from a management perspective, how can we group our cows in a pen to think about who she's interacting with and that space she has? And what does that look like for the interaction with how much competition there is at the feed bunk? So when we're evaluating grouping strategies, we can, of course, measure the competition behavior itself. So how many interactions cows have at the feed bunk, but also feeding patterns. So being able to understand, even though that there's competition occurring, are cows able to access the feed even after the competition has occurred? Do those patterns change? And then also, we haven't had a clear distinction to the feed efficiency aspect. So past research has shown some with competition behavior and changed feeding patterns. But today I will be exploring more of also the feed efficiency impacts. So we know that certain things may lead to an animal being more or less feed efficient.
That was Faith Rays with UW Extension. And that's your connection to agriculture. I'm Joanna Guza.